We get to meet their disciple Andrew today. I think we know his brother better, the more talkative Simon Peter. But Andrew was one of the two who started following Jesus. It was Andrew who brought his brother Simon Peter to meet Jesus, not the other way around. But after that, Simon Peter has a more dominant role, and I wonder if Andrew ever felt left out, if it saddened him to be in the shadow of his brother. And how about those times when Jesus chooses Simon Peter, but not Andrew? Because in important moments, Jesus especially asks Simon Peter, James and John to join him. In Gethsemane, when a girl gets brought back to life, on the mountain of Transfiguration. In these three episodes, Simon Peter was there, but not Andrew. And Simon Peter is active and talks a lot. How was it for Andrew to be there in the background, not always chosen? The disciple Andrew, I am glad that he is there. He is in his quiet ways, he speaks for all those times we might have felt we were left in the background. He portrays being close, but not being chosen. And whoever we are, I think we all have experiences like that. In a group of people, not being noticed. Maybe being close, but not being picked when it comes to work, interviews, projects. Not being chosen within relationships. Not being asked to join in, not being seen, not asked out. School and sports, in the shadow of others, not really noticed, someone else on top. The disciple Andrew, was he ever sad about being in the shadow of his brother? I would like to think that Jesus knew when to focus on Andrew. Jesus did so, for example, in the feeding of the 5,000. I would like to think that Jesus made sure that none of his disciples felt left out. It seems like Jesus knew that depending on our personality, we take different roles. And Andrew seems more quiet than Simon Peter. Did you notice that he didn't even run up to Jesus to say hi? Together with a friend, he just quietly started to follow him. Then Jesus turned around and noticed them. And after staying with Jesus, Andrew finds his brother to tell him, as if he himself knew that life is in for a change, and in that he needs his more active and talkative brother. It is different for us all when we feel like taking a step forward or a step back. Andrew and Simon Peter show that so very well, complementing each other, but I think that sometimes we forget that. Where someone is happy with being heard and seen, someone else might be perfectly happy and content in the background.